Hello and welcome back to episode 226 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting facts known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. This week we will be taking a look at the dark, dark folktales that were turned into bright, cheery, sing-song Disney movies. With Dark Disney Tale Week. Starting, of course, with the most classic of them all. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was where it really took off for Walt Disney. It was the first full-length animated feature film produced by his company and paved the way for Disney's production house to become a cultural empire. It has been cited by the American Film Institute on many of its AFI 100 Years lists, including 100 Best Movie Quotes, 100 Best Songs, 100 Best Villains, and 100 Best Movies of All Time. You've probably seen the movie, which featured the beleaguered, eponymous Snow White fleeing into the woods from a huntsman hired by her jealous stepmother to kill her. She takes up lodging with seven lovable dwarves and seems to live happily until her stepmother, the Wicked Queen, discovers she is alive and comes after her with a poisoned apple. Snow White falls prey to the queen's spell and slips into a death-like slumber until the prince shows up and wakes her with a kiss. Now, the story is based off a German folk tale, retold famously by the brothers Grimm in their 1812 collection of fairy tales. Their story starts with the queen of the land sewing by a window while it's snowing outside, pricking her finger and having her crimson blood drip into the crisp white blanket of snow. You know, she just loves how the red blood and the white snow look together, so she wishes for a baby blessed with blood-red lips, snow-white skin, and ebony-black hair. In this version, Snow White's mother dies after giving birth to her, leading to her dad's marriage of the evil stepmother with her magic mirror. In the Disney movie, when Snow White flees from the huntsman assassin, the huntsman is told to return to the evil queen with Snow White's heart in a box as proof that the deed was done. Dark enough, but in Grimm's take on the tale, the huntsman is charged with bringing back the girl's liver and lungs so that the evil queen can eat them. Yay, cannibalism! I want to teach my my kids that. So in the movie, when Snow White discovers the empty dwarf's house, she sings a happy song and has all the woodland creatures help her clean it up. In the book, she shows up, eats all their food, drinks all their drinks, and pulls a Goldilocks, testing all the beds to see which one she likes better. When the queen in the tale discovers that Snow White is alive and happy and living with seven little men, she tries a few times to kill her. Attempts included trying to suffocate Snow White with a corset tied too tight, using a cursed comb, and then finally, of course, with the apple. After Snow White falls into her trance, a prince rides by and just decides that Snow White is pretty and should therefore be his wife, because that's how romance works, right? Rather than reviving the woman with a kiss like in the movie, though, in the fairy tale, the prince has his passed-out betrothed carried away in her glass coffin by his servants. There's a whole weird thing going on with the prince, I think. Anyway, while his servants are carrying the coffin, they trip and drop it. When the coffin clunks to the ground, the jolt dislodges the bit of apple caught in Snow White's throat, and she wakes up! Woohoo! To cap it all off, when Snow White and the prince are getting married, they invite the evil queen to the party, only to force her to dance in burning, heated iron shoes until she dies, presumably from the searing pain and agony of massive third-degree burns. What a happy ending. Thanks for tuning in to episode 226 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links to further readings about today's topic. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we continue Dark Disney Tale Week, as we talk about a murderous, mute mermaid.